And now, a day in the life. For Anita Coleman, she was dragging a bit the other day, July 7th, 2014.
It took me 2 days to do what I would normally do in a day.
But she gave herself some time, and that was smart.
Rearranging furniture, decorating, whatever. But I have no problem with that because I'm here those 2 days. I'm a little tired. No, I'm a lot tired. But it's okay.
You bet it's okay. Anita Coleman is looking at a second battle with breast cancer at age 54. Time means a lot to her these days, and that's one of the things she wants to make clear in her audio diary she's making for us here on The Takeaway. One of three women who have agreed to let us under their skin for our Living with Breast Cancer series and online community project. Chemotherapy at a hospital near her home in Los Angeles is one of her regular chores these days. That and polishing up her positive attitude through these difficult treatments. Anita Coleman, July 10th, 2014.
The family that we're born into does not always necessarily become our lifelong family. And it is such a blessing that we can choose new family members along the way. By this I mean the friends you choose that become your family. Don't take me wrong, I love my family dearly. But I also have an extended family. And what is even more wonderful, they all melt in together. I'm doing well, just trying to find my way back to being a normal Lisa.
July 7th, 2014, an entry from 46-year-old Lisa Eccles. Life has changed a lot from when we last checked in on her. She's recovering at home in Memphis from a double mastectomy.
I found out a few days later after my surgery, Dr. Vandewalt, who was the surgeon, gave me a good report and said that I don't have to have radiation and that the cancer had not spread it to my lymph node, which was a blessing from God. Trying to find my way back to being a normal Lisa.
Can I look good and have cancer, or can I look good and be cured?
What a question from 28-year-old Crystal Miller. But she's young and full of life, with valid single girl questions for her doctors about all this that she's facing. Crystal Miller, July 7th, 2014.
I have met with the radiation oncologist twice. She did say that, you know, with my skin type and stuff, it might be darker than the other. I don't know how I feel about that. I know, it's so petty. Like, you have cancer. Like, why are you worried about that? Like, but at the same time, like, can I look good and have cancer? Or can I look good and be cured? I know it's something I have to do, though, in order to give myself the best chance to not have to do this again.
Anita, Lisa, and Crystal, three breast cancer survivors, find themselves in a community now. Besides sharing their stories with us, they're on call for each other and other women they meet in their hospitals and clinics, like Lisa Eccles did on July 9th, 2014.
I was able to minister to her, to tell her the procedures that I went through, and also it was like a therapy thing for me to be able to minister to someone else who's coming behind me.
And here's Crystal Miller, July 8th, 2014, part of that community, surviving, changing, living.
I had to be focused on something or nervous about, anxious about something. I don't adapt well to change, and I like to be in control. What I'm saying was unliked because I feel like this circumstance has changed me. It changed me for the better. You know, it allowed me to look at myself and see how I was living and turn some things around, you know, and I'm grateful that I had the chance to do that.
We're going to hear a lot more from Crystal, Anita, and Lisa over the next few weeks. They will be sharing big details and the small things of life. We're asking you, how has breast cancer affected your body image and your sense of identity as a woman? We're sure Crystal, Anita, and Lisa will have a lot to say about that. And you can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE and join our Facebook group for this project. Just go to facebook.com and type in Under Her Skin. Join this community. Continue to follow along with the stories 24/7. You can visit us at thetakeaway.org/series/breastcancer to find interviews and more from the audio diaries anytime. Lots more than what you just heard.